Good morning, everyone. Welcome to today's pre-market trade plan live session, which is our opportunity to be as prepared as we can for today's trading opportunities. So I hope we're all keeping well. The idea of the session, as we know, is to be prepared. So we'll do our analysis. We'll put together our trade plan. We'll post that trade plan in the chat box when we close out. And I suppose, to summarize, the markets are certainly fearful, but are almost holding their own. And we've got some, we knew we had a window of opportunity between probably Monday and tonight, where we get not only the FOMC, but also NVIDIA. And then tomorrow we've got very important job numbers due out as well. So we've got this window of opportunity, and we were expecting it to be a little bit more decisive, and it's a little bit indecisive, really, I guess, is the way. And when we're looking at markets like the euro dollar, it's just in a very flat sideways moving pattern. The same with the US bond yields, just a flat sideways moving pattern. We're getting a bit of progress now out of gold, and the indices they're on a tipping point, really, is the best way to describe it. So let's go and break this down for you in a little bit more detail, and we'll put it together in our trade plan for you. We'll start, of course, with our risk warning. Take a brief moment to familiarize yourself with our risk warning currently up on screen. And all profitable traders need to consider which markets to trade, where do we then enter and exit, how do we manage risk, trade management, trade psychology, all very important features, as you well know. Things we discuss every day in our live trade rooms, and we are strong advocates of maintaining a high degree of consistency in our approach, really irrespective of what the actual market conditions are. They're loose at times where you get really strong explosive moves. They're tight at other times, and they're volatile at other times where they're just quite erratic and quite choppy. So whatever the market conditions are, we can trade them with a high degree of consistency, because we're still looking for very specific setups. Accuracy with the levels we use, disciplined with our capital, of course, and be patient as and when. And this is a time for a little bit of patience. It's very easy to get sucked into multiple trades. If you can avoid it, you know, we're trying to, instead of sort of a machine gun analogy, you just want to be more of a sniper, just snipe a few opportunities here and there. Because the markets are in the process of trying to discount what's coming down the tracks. So let's start then with a review of potential market moving news. So this is, for those of you perhaps trading the pound, and I'll just bring up the pound here on screen. So you can see it's pretty flat. And now we were expecting CPI, consumer price year-on-year numbers. We're around 3%, 3.1% in the US. We were at 3.8. We were expecting 3.5, which actually shifted over the course of this week. It was at 3.6, and we actually got the 3.6 number delivered, which is slightly more than what the forecast, but it's an improvement on the previous CPI year-on-year number. We're expecting, would we get a bit of a reaction? This has been well forecasted, so probably weren't expected to see much of a, 20 basis point is a move in the right direction, but it's quite far away from target, which is closer to 2%. So would we expect much of a move in any way, shape or form for the pound? Not particularly. It'd be interesting to see what direction it does move in, and you can see this is the price action the last 3 days, so doesn't fill you with any real confidence as such. So the other major news event for the day, well, there's two of them actually. The first one is the FOMC meeting minutes, so we'll get a little bit of a breakdown. We know the breakdown of the numbers. We know the Fed last time around cut 25 basis points. There is an expectation that there was a much stronger expectation that the Fed would cut 25 basis point again this December. So this is where the CME Fed Watch tool, this is kind of a good proxy for market expectation regarding that 25 basis point rate cut. And you can see now that we are pretty much 50-50, 51-49, to get a, so 49% chance of getting a 25 basis point rate cut. We would suggest, and we've been suggesting all along, that it's going to largely depend on the jobs numbers. And if they get weaker, we get our rate cut. If the job numbers, which we're going to get tomorrow, are stronger than the market expects, then don't be surprised if we don't get a rate cut. And I think that will be reflected. But this number's been quite volatile. So prior to the last FOMC, we're up at 80-20 for another 25 basis point rate cut. And that evening of the FOMC, it jumped to 70-30. And then we've seen 60-40. We've seen 50-50. We actually saw 43-57, which was a point at which the markets no longer expect a rate cut. And we've now sort of reversed back to 50-50. So to say it's indecisive is an understatement. So a little bit of indecision around that. Where you'll find more indecision is, again, in US bond yields. More indecision, that's really the only conclusion we can draw. We're in a bit of a sideways moving pattern. It's not really getting involved, which is a bit of a surprise. As a result, it creates a bit of a problem for the dollar. So the bond yields are not really doing anything, and as a result, it's quite difficult to pick out a dollar trade. Now, if the bond yields start to rally, then the dollar might strengthen. If the bond yields start to weaken, then the dollar will also weaken. So we're just waiting for that correlation to play out, and it's quite choppy at the moment. And that's really the takeaway. The last thing to just reference would be around NVIDIA corporate earnings. It's the most significant AI trade in the business. And as a result, its corporate earnings are going to have a very significant impact on the direction of the global industry markets. So if we get a big rally in NVIDIA, you know, don't be surprised to see the NASDAQ and the S&P to move significantly higher. So this is the NVIDIA here, and this is the important number, is the 54 billion number, and earnings per share at 1.25. So one of the biggest companies in the world, and if we just look at their corporate earnings data in a bit more detail, the increments have been between 4 and 5 billion in terms of revenue each quarter, increase that is. So this is really underpins the now massive size of NVIDIA. But we're actually, this isn't slowing down like we were expecting in the last quarter. Got a bit of, we only jumped sort of 2 billion really. Now we're jumping 8 billion. So actually this has every potential to create a really positive market dynamic. So that's in the evening. And the trades we're currently in, just to let you know, just regarding tomorrow before we move on to the charts, non-farm payroll, 55,000 is a number which is a slight improvement perhaps from where we were in September. 4.3 is the unemployment rate, which is historically very low. There's not a major problem really with jobs if we get something around this level, especially with average hourly earnings increasing to 0.3. So actually, this is probably why the Fed may not cut rates, is that they're not really seeing the wheels come off the jobs market, jobs-based recession than perhaps they were fearing 3 months ago. However, let's wait and see, because when these numbers drop, they could be wildly out of kilter. And whatever we get, there's going to be revisions as well. So this is how little really we can trust these previously structurally very important numbers. So we want to know, are we in a jobs-based recession in the US? Yes or no? And the answer is potentially, maybe, kind of yes, kind of no. So look, that doesn't really help us. And as a result, bond yields, the dollar, Even the industry markets are in a bit of a wait and see phase. So even with the market correction we've seen over the last 3 or 4 days, this downward trend, this rollover to the downside, it's not letting go. It's still holding on to these lows. And we are certainly below this, this structural level. But it's not, this is when you'd probably expect some capitulation. And we did get a little bit of capitulation yesterday. It just didn't last for very long. And when it pulls back close to its sort of breakout level, and then prices open and sort of trade around it, it's one of those situations where we're in a sort of a waiting period. Now, this could absolutely drop quite quickly, and we'd expect it to drop down to these lows, maybe even the monthly lows. So there is more downside technically. However, if we sit just around these levels and then NVIDIA corporate earnings come in 54 billion or above, or 1.25 on the earnings per share, then we're going to get a rally off the back of this, which basically means that this little support level in here is broadly still in play. So then there's a there's this narrowing. So then you'd expect a bit of a rally up to these highs, and then let's see what happens there. So look, there's a bit of a pause as far as the indices, as far as the AI rally is concerned. There's a lot of concern around financing and the circular flow of financing within the AI trade. And a lot of exciting talk on one side about the advancements that are coming down the tracks and the benefit and the productivity gains we're going to see, versus the concern that investors might struggle to get a return on their investment. Depends on their time frame, doesn't it? So it might be tight over the next 2 to 5 years. Maybe over a 10-year period, you get repaid significantly, and will all prove very, very well. But there's a lot of pieces in this AI trade that the whole US market is very much dependent on, and we're mindful of that. We're not trading these markets in a vacuum. We understand that the narrowing of the US stock market is now very, very concentrated with really, really high valuations, and they are softening a little bit. Except our window of opportunity is beginning to close, and we're still sitting around these sort of structural support levels, which now becomes resistance. So, I mean, we're in a kind of a waiting phase, is probably the best way to put it. So the US indices, our bias is marginally to the downside, but just quite concerned about this price action. And if NVIDIA come in strong, then this starts to rally, which is great, because I mean, we can pivot. If that's the case, we can look to get into a little bit of that and sort of ride the positivity. So we'll keep our options open. Just regarding the German DAX, this is a trade we're quite interested in to the downside. Yes, we do have these lows just sitting in here. So you break through that, you've got nothing but air beneath these levels. And that was the whole idea of the trade. It was kind of taking our cue from the US, but actually just looking at a European index instead of a US. And we had a structural failure trade to the downside. And really, it's a breakout of a five-month sideways moving pattern. And that's really the point of the trade. Just a slightly better setup than the US indices. NASDAQ, obviously, in the same boat. We're close to breaking these structural lows. We did get some volume to the downside. We're just trading very close to those lows. So exact same analysis around that. So just moving on to the dollar. Like this is really what we're dealing with the US dollar, which is a few days of pretty much absolutely nothing. And our bias is to the upside. We're still waiting for that opportunity to buy the euro dollar. we would like to get a green light from US bond yields. We'd like to see them soften slightly, and it's probably going to depend on the FOMC as to whether they cut rates or not. And the markets are just not sure. They're just not sure. And really, you see the CME FedWatch tool, it's 50-50. So that's exactly what we would expect these markets to do, is be indecisive with a backdrop like this. And that's where they are. So do we have any real clarity across the dollar? No, not really. I suppose it's the yen weakness trade that's sort of grinding higher again. So more to do with sort of China-Japanese tensions, and we're continuing to see further weakness for that yen, with the Japanese government now advocates of stimulating the economy and keeping those rates lower for longer. Dollar, a little bit of dollar strength against the Swiss franc, nothing much, it's mild dollar strength. So look, there's an awful lot of indecision in these markets, and that's really the takeaway. If we look at gold, so gold was one of the interesting ones that we were talking about yesterday. Actually, our plan was to get into one of the other dollar pairs. If gold was going to rally and there was a bit of weakness in the dollar, then something like the euro dollar was primed, ready for us to jump on, and it would be a lot cheaper. We wouldn't have to have a $50 stop loss and things like that. So but our bias is very much above the 40.82. Yesterday it was above the 40.46, I think it was. And we got a nice breakout of that, further upside again today. So the 40.82. So look, what we'll do is we'll just amend our trade plan. Quite frustrating markets, I'm sure you'll agree. So look, we've got mixed stroke. We put the word mild in there, mild risk off market conditions due to concerns around the AI trade, Fed rate cuts, Fed rate cut and access to US data. Yeah, those are still sort of concerning elements to these markets. As we await NVIDIA earnings. Okay. So US indice weakness. So pre-NVIDIA earnings, that's the deciding factor, really. So the DAX looking to sell below. Do we have a new low for the DAX? There's a bit of support. $23,100. So we are much lower. $23,100. So we can look for a sell trade below that $23,100 level. Again, these are all, unfortunately, pre-NVIDIA earnings. So sometimes there's trades where you want to sort of sit with for a while. Other times there's such a major news coming, which is likely to be really positive for markets. US oil, no, we're not really getting below that. And and gold, so we'll just put the gold number in here. Yeah, 4082. Sorry, it's a buy above, isn't it? Right, we'll get there. Buy. So buy above the 4082. And the desire to keep our options open are very, very real. So look, when we know it's a mixed mild risk off market condition, that's in a bit of a waiting period, a period of indecision, where we're waiting big news. This is not sort of the condition really to go super aggressive. So look, that's today's trade plan there, guys, posted into the chat box. So those of you, so we'll wrap it up there. So those of you that want to join us for the European trading session, this is where we're going to apply this analysis, and we're going to look for those opportunities and hopefully maybe get into one or two trades. I'm not sure we're going to be sort of building a nice portfolio of opportunity, but maybe that might come tonight and tomorrow. We hope it will do. So let's see. Let's trade these markets as we find them. Currently, they're quite indecisive. We're already committed to a couple of trades in the indices to the downside. So let's see if we get another leg lower. If so, we'd probably take profit sooner rather than later with NVIDIA in mind later on tonight, where we're very likely to get a bit of a strong reversal. Great stuff. Okay, so on that note, we're kind of stuck between risk on, risk off. So we're probably more so in the mild risk off camp. Indices lower, dollar higher. Bond yields not really doing anything. As a result, the dollar's not really doing anything. And getting a bit of a bounce in gold. So yeah, far more questions than answers currently, unfortunately. But those are the conditions. And let's see if things change tonight, because we're pretty sure they probably will. Great stuff. On that note, listen, thanks for joining us. We'll be broadcasting there in about a minute's time for those of you that want to join us for the European trading session. So we'll see you there very shortly. Thanks very much, guys. My pleasure as always. Take care of yourselves, and we'll speak to you next time. Bye for now.